We are glad to have you along here today. At the top of the program, we've got a primary election coming up next Tuesday. Lansing residents go to the polls to vote in their next primary election. Four incumbents on the city council are facing challengers, as well as Mayor Virge Bernero. Now, in these final days leading up to the Lansing primary, Current State takes a look at the key races from the voters' perspective. We're starting with the race for Lansing's second ward city council seat. We'll move to the fourth ward race here in just a few minutes. In the second, incumbent Tina Houghton is facing challenger Charles Hoffmeyer. Keep in mind, this race actually won't appear on next week's ballot. Instead, both of these candidates will advance automatically to the general election in November, since there are a total of just two. I'm joined now by a couple members of a neighborhood association in Tina Houghton's second ward. Brett Stockhill is the vice president of the Forest View Neighborhood Association. Hi, Brett.
Hello.
And Jan Kolp is a past president of the association. Jan joins us by phone. Welcome, Jan.
Good morning, but I am the current president.
Current president. I beg your pardon.
That's okay.
We'll correct that. Thank you. Brett Stockhill, tell us how long you've been involved in your particular neighborhood association.
Probably about 18 years since I've lived in the neighborhood. So I wound up showing up at one of the meetings and getting into a discussion, and they basically elected me to participate.
And they did not let you leave, is basically what it boils down to. That often happens. Jan, what about you?
Well, I've lived here for 48 years, and we didn't have an organization at the time, but Lynn Stutman lived in the neighborhood then.
Ah, yes.
And if anything came up, he would call a meeting and everyone would go. Of course, the neighborhood has grown a lot since then, but we are one of the oldest neighborhood organizations in the city.
Brett, give us a handle on the second for folks who are not familiar with it. Where is it? Who lives there? What tend to be their concerns?
The boundaries generally are Mount Hope down to Jolly Road, from 127 over to Sycamore Creek. So we have quite a large area, but it's not all habitable because we have both cemeteries. We have Fenner in Park in there, and we have Hawk Island Park in there. So we have a lot of real estate taken up that way. Most of the people, it's all a mix of single-family homes, duplexes. We have a couple of apartment complexes in there. Technically, the apartments, Trapper Cove and Cherry Hill over off of Dunkel. But most of those don't, the college kids and stuff, don't participate. So,
Jan, is there anything you'd add to that?
Well, we did an inventory of our area last year, and it amazed even us who have lived here all that is contained within our neighborhood. And we have a school, we have Forest View, we have Beekman Center, and it's a very diverse neighborhood, but I can testify it's a great place to live.
What's been your level of interaction with your city council members in the past, Brett?
I'd say they show up at pretty much every meeting. Sandy Allen, who recently passed away, was just a wonderful person. She paid attention and tried to get to everything. And Tina Houghton shows up at most of the meetings. So in general, it's been pretty much a very neighborhood one-on-one conversation with her.
Jan Kolp, have there been specific projects or complaints or requests that you've taken to Tina Houghton?
Well, I guess most recently is the fireworks situation.
Okay.
And everybody has experienced some of that. And I thought the council responded well to people's complaints on that.
What about Tina in particular, Tina Houghton?
Well, I definitely called her, and this was even, it was a couple weeks before the 4th. And left a message for her. And we had, it was a little over a year ago, we had a problem with students from Forest View jumping fences and being somewhat destructive to some of the neighbors' property up there. And we all worked together on that and had a great outcome of that. And so it's really wonderful when you see a group of people come together. We all want the best for our neighborhoods, and when you've got that goal and work together, you can accomplish that.
Brett, anything you'd add to that?
I think she covered quite a bit. Thank you for bringing up the Vandalist students. I was thinking that as well. Emily Hall, the new principal over at Forest View, she came to our meetings, and she's been coming since. So the school's involved. We had talked to Tina Houghton on that at the meeting, and she talked to the police, and the police were kind of not involved at that point. So it wound up getting everybody involved in the situation and pretty much resolved itself. So once everybody got involved, so that was a really good episode.
Let's get a little bit deeper into the issues as they might pertain to the election here. We spoke with your councilperson, Tina Houghton, earlier this week about a lot of topics. One of them was crime. Let's listen to a bit of that.
Neighborhood watches are so important to our neighborhoods and to our city to make sure that neighbors look out for each other. Police officers obviously are in the neighborhoods. They're running around doing their job. But to have citizens actively out and about is probably the best thing that our city can have.
Jan Culp, how much of an issue is crime in the second ward?
Well, in our particular area, we have a low crime rate, and we're kind of known for that. But as Tina said, we look out for each other. I got a call a couple days ago that my neighbor's car had been broken into during the night in their driveway. And so I got with Brett. He put it out on an email to the people in our organization. The people next door are their college students, and they are a part of the organization. They've just moved in. So I went over there and talked to them, let them know that there was a problem, so keep an eye on your cars. So anyway, we just try to spread the word. And another thing organizations are good for is when you've got a problem. We don't have a lot of problems here, but when you do, you've got a place to take it. And Tina has been very responsive to that.
Brett, Tina Houghton is considered a member of the mayor's voting bloc on the council. Is that a factor in your decision-making process?
I consider it a low priority. She pays attention to our neighborhood organization. She comes, she talks about the issues, she talks about what's going on the council. She does listen to us, but in some fashion, some of the bigger issues within the city, if I think she's doing the right thing, because she's not going to agree with me on 100% of my philosophy, so it would play a little bit of a part in that.
Generally, do you assess her performance as good? Do you consider Tina Houghton an effective city councilor, or are you looking at Mr. Hoffmeyer here?
I consider Tina a prime candidate for me. So I am going to consider both candidates right now. Tina Houghton, I don't have anything really too negative to say.
What about you, Jan?
I feel like Tina was, as Brett said, Sandy Allen was great when she was here, and we hated to see her go, but feel that Tina has stepped in and stepped up, and I wouldn't want to change that.
Okay. Well, we want to thank both of you for joining us here today. Brett Hoff, or I beg your pardon, you're Brett Stockhill, you're Vice President of the Forest View Neighborhood Association. Jan Culp, thanks to you as well. You're President of that association. We appreciate your time a lot.
Thank you.
I would like to add one thing and offer Mr. Hoffman to come to our council meeting before the next elections, and we always welcome all candidates to come.
Very good. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.